Picture 16. Jesus did many wonderful things, and many people followed him. Jesus was kind, healed the sick, and taught God's ways. He came to save lost, sinful people. However, wicked people hated Jesus when he said that they were sinful. The leaders of the people were jealous of Jesus. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They arrested him, told lies about him, and beat him. They put a crown of thorns on his head, spat on him, and mocked him. But Jesus did not resist them. He knew this was going to happen to him. He allowed evil men to hurt and kill him. Jesus came to die as a sacrifice to God to take the punishment for the sins of all people. Picture 17. Soldiers nailed the Lord Jesus to a wooden cross. They stood the cross upright in the ground, and Jesus hung there until he died. Two criminals were also crucified with Jesus. In those days, it was a custom to kill criminals in this cruel way. But Jesus had never done anything wrong. He became the sacrifice to pay for the sins of all people. We all have sinned, and we should die for our sins. Jesus received the punishment which we deserved. If we confess we are sinful and truly turn from our sins, God can forgive us. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Picture 18. The enemies of Jesus Christ thought they had destroyed him, but this was not so. After Jesus died on a cross, his friends put his body in a cave. They closed the entrance of the cave with a big stone. 2 days passed, and on a third day, Jesus rose from the dead. When some women came to the grave, they found the stone rolled away, and Jesus had gone. Two angels were there and told them that Jesus was alive. "He is not here. He is risen," they said. When Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that he is God. Jesus is still alive today, and he is stronger than Satan and death. Picture 19. After Jesus rose from the dead, many of his disciples saw him and spoke and ate with him. Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, could not believe that Jesus was alive again. He said, "Until I see his nail wounds and touch him, I will not believe." We see in the picture that Jesus came and showed Thomas his wounds. Thomas had no more doubts. He fell down before Jesus and said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe." Picture 20. For 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to the people many times. Many people saw that he was alive. Now it was time for Jesus to go back to his Father in heaven. He has finished the work he came to do. Jesus told his disciples to tell everyone, everywhere, this good news. The disciples watched as Jesus left the earth and went up to heaven. Two angels appeared and told the disciples that one day Jesus would return from heaven in the same way he went. Until that time comes, Jesus remains in heaven. He is preparing a place in heaven for all who believe and follow him. Now, what about you? Will you believe and follow Jesus? Will you be ready to meet him?
Picture 21. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Jesus died to save sinners from the punishment of sin. Jesus never sinned, but he died to take away the sin that separates us from God. The cross reminds us that Jesus was the spotless Lamb of God. He was sacrificed for us. When we believe in Jesus and repent, God forgives our sins. Jesus makes us God's children. The following pictures will help you understand what it means to be a believer. Picture 22. Jesus taught that there are two roads. Everyone is on a wide road of sin that leads to destruction. We all have a sinful nature inherited from Adam. Jesus said that we should enter the narrow road that leads to God in heaven. If a person in this life believes in Jesus and follows him, he receives everlasting life. He goes from the wide road to the narrow road, which leads to heaven. There is no judgment for sin for those in a narrow way. If you decide to follow Jesus, you can speak to God like this. God, I confess that I am sinful. I believe Jesus died on a cross to pay for my sins. Forgive and cleanse me, and make me one of your family. I want to follow Jesus' way of life. And after death, I want to live with you in heaven. Thank you, God. Amen.